Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Eric Recker. Dr. Eric Recker is a dentist, husband, father, keynote speaker, elite success coach, author, pilot, mountain climber, and recovering triathlete. Oh my gosh. In his second half of life, he is committed to helping people shorten the distance to becoming their best version and learning to win the now. I love that. His BizHub is about that time when he lost control. So Eric, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Anna, thanks so much for having me. So my story goes all the way back to when I was in elementary school. And a lot of us have a story of being bullied when we were on the playground or wherever at recess. Mine was I was not allowed to play kickball. And in Iowa, in the early 80s, recess kickball was life. Not getting to play recess kickball was disastrous. And the reason that I wasn't able to play is I was told I wasn't good enough. I remember as a third grader standing on the side of that recess playground, trying to choke back tears, making a pact with myself that I was going to be so freaking good at everything I ever did that no one would ever pick me. That's a really big thing to make a pact with yourself when you're an elementary school kid. And what it created was just this feeling that nothing was ever good enough. Nothing was good enough in sports. Nothing was good enough in school. When I got into dental school, I'm a practicing dentist. When I got into dental school, it wasn't good enough that I was in the top 15 in my class. I had to be in the top 10 in my class. And then when I got out of school, I started running. And then 5K wasn't good enough. 10K, half marathon, marathon. I got into triathlon all the way through the Ironman distance. I would cross the finish line and it would still feel like something was missing. So as you can imagine, pushing myself this hard all the time, being a dentist, leading a team of 20, I found myself in this place where at one point I had just purchased my dental practice from my dad. I was building a new office. I was leading a team of 20. I was training for two Ironman triathlons. I was on five boards, and I was coaching both of my kids in soccer. Now, of course, something was going to go wrong there, right? That's just too much. And so kind of like the frog in the kettle that eventually gets to the boiling water and doesn't realize how the heat is turning it up, I had just kept adding more and more things. I found myself in a place where I was having chest pain, heart palpitations, and then I started having panic attacks because it just felt like the walls were closing in. It got so bad that I almost sold my dental practice and walked away because I just didn't know any other way to do it. Then I ended up, the person I was going to sell it to was in a horrific car accident. And so here I was ready to escape. We had made plans for me to be able to escape. And then he got in a car accident and we weren't able to follow through with it. So I had to pivot. And this is about the time where I learned the win the now concept, because I had not been living present in my life. And that's what win the now is all about. It's all about finding yourself in the present moment and living there, because we are either stuck in the past or we're worried about the future and we miss out on what's most important. And that is the now. So I've pivoted. I now have a partner in my dental practice. I'm seeing patients 3 days a week, and now I'm helping people with coaching and speaking and workshop facilitation. But the really cool thing is that pivot that happened when I was just under the weight of the world, had that not happened, I wouldn't be able to realize the life that I'm living right now.
That is amazing. And yes, living, most people, I think, don't realize that living in the now is what makes us happy. If we are living the now and enjoying the now or being grateful for the now, maybe it's not the best day of our lives or the best hour of our lives, but okay, I don't have this, but why do I get to do? Why do I have? And it's right now. Because thinking of the past gives us melancholy, and living in the future gives us anxiety. And also, I think that what you thought there at elementary school about not being enough also impacts us a lot. It makes us try to be super productive and superhuman, so almost perfect, and we'll never be perfect. And it's a hard thing to make friends with. And it's a hard thing to realize that we are human and
Yes.
it's okay to make mistakes. I also have that problem.
Yeah. It's hard because everybody who's listening to this is a type A productive type person, or most people. Most people are going to be high achievers who are listening to this podcast. So I think people can relate to that story, to some level of that story. We've all had words that have been said to us that have helped shape the way that we are. And boy, if we're not living in the present moment, we're missing out on so much. We miss out on, just think about the experience around a table when we can be sitting and sharing a meal with family or friends and enjoying the flavors and the conversation and maybe hugs and all of that kind of stuff. When our mind is elsewhere, we miss out on so much of that. So a lot of my coaching has to do with helping bring people back to the current moment, strategies for how to do that, how to enjoy the simple pleasures of life and not always be mourning the past or worried about the future.
This is fantastic. I love it. So, Eric, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so I like to work with people who are like how I was, people who are stuck, people who are burned out, people who think they might be burned out, starting to feel some of those symptoms of my life has kind of gone gray. I'm not exactly where I want to be. And I want somebody to walk alongside me and help me figure out what do I do next? Where do I go? How do I make a plan? How do I become better? And so that's what I do. I do that through coaching, do that through workshop facilitation and speaking as well.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Eric Recker, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when he lost control. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps a burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the elf can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.